place, they said to his face, here, do us a favour.
Get out of here.
Cool, what a prawn. Cop the boat race. I can't stand it.
Get out of here.
And he went with a quack and a waddle and a quack and a very unhappy tear. Up he toddled all on his own, wondering if he was using the wrong soap or something. Anyway, the big elbow had struck again. All through the winter time, he hid himself away. And ashamed to show his face, afraid of what others might say. All through the winter time, in his lonely clump of weeds, till a flock of swans did spy him there, and very soon agreed, you're a very fine swan indeed. Who are you calling a swan cocker? Now turn it in, otherwise I shall be compelled to hang one on your beak. So the top man of the swan said, now play the game, son. Use your brains, take a look at yourself in the reflection of the lake, and you'll find that you are a swan. So he did. Lo and behold, he said, you are in order. Look at me, I am a swan. And don't I look delightful? Look at my new white whistle and flute. Terrific. I'm not such an ugly duckling. No feathers all stubby and brown. For in fact, these birds in so many words went, caw, the best in town. Look at that. What a mover. Gotta be the governor. Not a quack, not a whack, or a waddle, or a quack, but a glide and a whistle and a snowy white back, and a head held noble and high. Say you's an ugly duckling, not mine. Now then, I think I'll nip down the road and give some of these dinners a bit of GBH in the parson's nose. There's one over there now. Hold up. Oi! Who's a pretty boy now then? Look at that dolly swan over there. I think I'll go and blow down the rear.
Go on, get
off. Down the lake once or twice.
So refined, that man. Mike Reed, the ugly duckling, up six places at number 16.
Oh, yeah. Lou Betts back into the top 20 with Fody O.D., while David Cassidy goes into the top 20 at
number 18.
Forever, and I wrote the very first song.